going to be a very hard task for Preston to come straight back up to the Championship next year. They're competing with some big teams in League One, Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday, a couple of the clubs in the playoffs this year that won't make it, Peterborough, and also Huddersfield Town. They've all got big playing budgets and quite good support, and they're probably going to be our four main rivals for promotion next year. It's a very big task for us, really, to finish in the top two of any league. It's 46 games in a season, you know, and there'll be lots of twists and turns over the 9 months of the league season. We've also got the added, well, benefit, if you want to look at it that way, of the Johnson's Paint Show for next year. I see it's a bit of a hindrance, and also Carling Cup as well. We have to go with both those in the first round. Starting the FA Cup in the first round, so we start our cup campaign in November instead of January. So it's a lot of games for professional football next season. You're talking a good 60 games if we reach our targets in the three cups. And then we've also, we might have the quite nightmarish task of going to the playoffs if we don't fail to secure one of the top two spots. I think with the playing squad that we have got, especially with Ian Hume, if Darren Carter re-signs, I think he'll be a massive part of a League One side. Danny Mayer, Keith Treacy, and then you've got the young lads, Conor McLaughlin, Scott Leather, and also Jamie Proctor, Adam Barton. Just players that will make it in League One and are good footballers for that league. The thoughts of going to places like Hartlepool on Tuesday night, it is going to be a hard task, because it's whether them players can get up for it on a Tuesday night, freezing cold on the East Coast. It's not a great proposition for a player. For a fan, you look at it and you think, yeah, great, fish and chips, couple of pints and get 3 points, but it will never be that easy. So to finish in the top two, I admire Phil Brown's honesty and how he has got plans for the club that are absolutely fantastic, but we've got to put these plans into fruition now and make sure that we're finishing the top two, make sure that Ian Hume stays at the club over the summer, make sure we get a new goalkeeper if Andy Lonergan is going to leave next week or in the future weeks. You know, get adequate covering at centre-half. There's talk of Yuma Waney coming back. And obviously we'll lose Sean St. Ledger because of the money he's on. So it's going to be a very transitional year. To finish in the top two is going to be a very hard task, I feel, but I think with the right players, if Phil Brown brings in the right players and under his management, I think we've got a very good opportunity to come back at the first opportunity.